Hour three kicking off in the Fan Run Studios. You know what time it is. Hour three headlines. Cody McClure closing course right now.
Thanks, John.
You're welcome, my friend.
The Patriots are still trying to fill the hole left by Rob Gronkowski, and that is a big hole with his retirement void. This time, they're trading with an old friend. New England swapped a late-round pick to the Lions for tight end Michael Roberts.
Okay.
They traded a conditional 2020 seventh-round pick for Roberts.
Okay.
Not really the spiciest NFL offseason news, but hey.
No, but the Patriots are busy. They are, you know, trading for tight ends. They are filing tampering charges against the Houston Texans. We haven't talked about that yet, right? They went out and filed tampering charges against the Texans. Turns out tampering doesn't just happen in the NBA. Happens in the NFL, too, as the Texans are trying to hire their player of their director of player personnel that they've had since 2008. They apparently had him and the team chaplain at one of their parties or something, and I guess somebody snitched. Maybe the chaplain came clean. I don't know. But they officially have accused the Texans of tampering.
You remember how I told you?
Yes, I remember everything.
You remember the before the Blues-Bruins series and how that one guy who made that bet of $400 on the Blues to win the Stanley Cup when they were in last place, how he could win $100,000 if they actually won?
He didn't hedge, right?
He did not do anything. He
stood
firm.
That's a legend right there.
He stood firm.
Shout out to that guy. What's his name?
He stood firm.
What's his name? Who is he?
His name is
Kevin. Kevin.
No, that's not his name.
His name's Scott, not Kevin.
Scott. Barry.
Scott.
Scott Barry.
Scott Barry.
No relation to Eric.
$100,000 richer.
They would have given him $40,000 to just say, forget it. We'll call it even.
The casino offered that?
That was what I read a while back.
Or someone else was offering to buy it from
someone him. Someone else was going to buy it
from
him.
Say, there's a website where you can sell your tickets and stuff like that, but I don't think the actual casino offers those deals, but people will offer cash to do that.
He was offered $40,000 for it to just say, hey, good enough, and he could have turned $400,000 into $40,000. He said, no thanks. I'll just win $100K. And that is exactly what Scott Barry did.
I saw his quote before the game that said, I have already won. That's how you got to approach it. You were smart. You locked in the odds at the right time. You had the vision. Just ride it out. It might go bad for you in Game 7, but ride it out, man.
He said he felt if he hedged, he thought it would suggest he didn't believe in his city if he hedged.
And did he add in something about how they took the Rams from him and they weren't taking his $100,000 ticket?
No.
Damn it.
He didn't. But he said, I wanted this for me, but I wanted this for my city. Once I put the bet down, I had a sixth sense kind of feeling it was going to happen. If I hedged, I thought that would suggest I didn't really believe. And he did believe. Good for Scott. Just a wonderful story.
I bet he wonderful was so story. Happy. I bet he was so happy last night watching the game.
Yeah. I bet he's taking a fresh arts tour right now. Just going right up in the arts there.
He has covered himself in beer.
Yeah. The guy who shot David Ortiz, the suspect, was reportedly offered $7,800. I don't know why they listed it $7,800. Just say $7,800. That seems weird. I feel like you don't do that until you get to double digits usually, right? No, $7,800. So $7,800.
Until you get to millions. I've never even seen like
$50,500.
I've never seen anything like that.
It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
It was offered $7,800.
Okay.
Which is about the value of a Honda Civic. Six suspects, including the alleged gunman, have been detained in the shooting of Big Poppy, according to the Dominican Republic's chief prosecutor. Other suspects also were being pursued in the shooting, which witnesses said was carried out by two men on a motorcycle and two other groups of people in cars. Being interrogated. So there's several people involved in this. But apparently, the guy who carried out the shooting of the attack was offered 400,000 Dominican pesos. That equates to $7,800 U.S. dollars.
Okay, well, I mean, I'm not going to laugh about the amount of money, because imagining in the DR, $7,800 goes a long way.
That was the alleged coordinator of the attack. Yeah, I mean, that's what he was offered. It doesn't seem like that much money to us. I don't know how much value that is in the Dominican.
I would say a lot.
It's 400,000 pesos.
Especially for someone poor. They've also arrested like six people involved in this, right? Like it was a big conspiracy, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, they did.
Okay.
Kemba Walker says he would take less to stay with the Hornets.
Yeah, I'm not buying that, Kemba.
He would consider taking less money than he is eligible to make to stay with the Charlotte Hornets.
I mean, to me, all that means is that he is okay with taking less than the supermax of $221 million. The most the next team can offer is 4 years, $140 million, right? So he can get 5 years, $221 million with the Hornets, or 4 years, $140 million somewhere else. I don't think he's taking like $140 million to stay with the Hornets. I think he's saying I'll take less than the 221, not less than other teams can offer me. I'm just not going to make you give me $221 million. You can give me 215. I'll give you a $6 million discount. What's $6 million amongst friends?
He said he's pretty sure he will meet with other interested teams before making a decision on his future.
Yeah, yeah.
He's eager to hear what other teams have to offer. That all factors into my decision. When I sit down with the team and hear what the guys have to say, I think that will all come into play. I'm not really sure right now. Like I said, Charlotte is my first priority, and I have to see what the Hornets have to offer.
This money is so crazy, man. $221 million for Kemba Walker? Like when LeBron gets it or Kevin Durant gets it, that's one thing. Like Steph Curry, cool. Kemba Walker... And the supermax in the NBA has, you know, not served its purpose, because all it's doing is hamstringing these teams. Like if the Charlotte Hornets give Kemba Walker $221 million, they're never going to be good. He's not good enough to make them good, and he's going to take up almost 40% of their cap or 35% of their cap. They're going to be trash. I know we can't even fathom the difference between $221 and $140 million, but essentially, Kemba Walker can have the option of turning down $81 million and being happy, or keeping the $81 million, being a little bit richer, and still losing a bunch of games, and always being that guy like, hey, you know who's underrated? Kemba Walker. It's a shame the Hornets aren't better. Wonder why. Oh, it's because they're giving Kemba Walker $221 million. Never mind. Carry on. Like, what would you do? I feel like in this situation, I'm turning down the extra year. I'm turning down the extra $80 million, and I think I'm just going to go somewhere I can be happy.
I think I'm always going to pick the money.
Always?
Yeah.
Man.
You can be happy after basketball. And the more money you got, the more you can do.
Yeah, I know, but man, like if Kemba's really good. Like, don't get me wrong, Kemba's a really good player. You could win a championship with Kemba Walker as your second best player, I think, as long as your third player is good. I mean, you're not winning anything with him as your best player. We've seen that for a long time. But if he went somewhere and teamed up with other good players, his stock would rise pretty high.
Maybe to the Lakers. Kyrie Irving is...
I mean, yeah, maybe. I mean, that would make sense, although... Yeah, I mean, I guess if they traded and made the money work for Anthony Davis, they could come out of there with Kemba Walker to replace Lonzo and the boys. And Kemba, Anthony Davis, and LeBron, that'd be a pretty good little trio there.
Kyrie Irving is teaming up with SpongeBob SquarePants for some shoes. He's going to make some SpongeBob shoes.
That's weird.
Apparently, he has several TV-themed collabs in the works, according to SoulCollector.com. But the pair circulating around the internet right now is his new SpongeBob shoes. Kind of a quirky guy when it comes to the sneakers, you know?
I really like his sneakers, though.
It seems it has been confirmed with his first look at a unique makeup that pulls its look directly from the cartoon's lead character. So they have a vibrant yellow spongy upper on the shoe. The shoe features a palette of white, red, and gum light brown, which mimics SpongeBob's usual dress shirt, tie, and shorts attire. There's also a Nickelodeon logo visible, so Nickelodeon is in on the deal, too. SpongeBob shoes. I think they look kind of cool.
Any more headlines?
They got like little green spots around them. They look like sponge, you know what I mean?
I mean, I don't like SpongeBob, but I know a lot of people really, really like SpongeBob. So
why do you hate SpongeBob?
I didn't say I hated him. I said I just didn't like him. I was a little bit too old for SpongeBob. I was in that weird age where I was a little too old for SpongeBob, but not old enough to like ironically like it.
I'm a big SpongeBob guy. I still like SpongeBob. I think it's one of those shows you can watch no matter what.
Okay.
Doesn't matter how old you are. You know?
That's fine. I disagree, but whatever. You got any more headlines?
I got one, a pretty good one.
Is it good?
I mean, I don't want to lead you on like it's great, but I think it's kind of funny. It's about Mick Cronin in UCLA.
Okay.
Apparently, there's some skepticism about whether or not Mick Cronin will get it done at UCLA. Now, I don't know if you've heard about this. Apparently, these message boards, there's all this stuff going around, reports that maybe Mick Cronin was not UCLA's first choice as a head coach.
Yeah, might have heard something about that.
There's a few rumors circulating, things going around. People believe that maybe Mick Cronin was not the first choice and that his grit over flair style will not win over a hard-to-satisfy fan base.
No, it's going to be a disaster. Mick Cronin is going to be a disaster in L.A. I think that's pretty obvious.
Well, Mick Cronin has made a statement to USA Today Sports.
The check still cleared? Was that a statement? They love me at the banks out here in Los Angeles.
He said, you know what?
Y'all might not like me, but my bank teller does. My account manager loves me.
You know what? It doesn't matter.
Because I'm still paid.
I don't give a expletive about that expletive, he said. He doesn't care about that message board crap.
Uh-huh.
I don't give a blank about that blank, says Mick Cronin. That is going to be a total disaster. He says the noise is louder here, but he doesn't care.
Good batch of headlines. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
What a beautiful time we had together. Now it's getting late and we must leave each other.
Yeah. Back on the program. Got a little report coming out of the NBA, Cody. It's a little bit of a report coming out of the NBA.
What's happening?
That the Chicago Bulls are trying to help the Los Angeles Lakers acquire Anthony Davis.
The Bulls. Are trying to help the Lakers acquire Anthony Davis.
Yep.
What are the Bulls getting out of it?
The Bulls are trying to trade Zach LaVine, which I don't know how you feel about him or if you even think about him. I watch a lot of the Bulls. I've watched a lot of him over his career, and I still don't know what to think about him. He is a athletic guy. He can sometimes shoot the three. He's streaky. I think the Bulls paid him way too much money, so they're like, yeah, this was probably a mistake. Let's try to get rid of this. If you're the Pelicans, I don't know why you would want him, but apparently the Bulls have made an offer that will allow him to go to New Orleans to kind of meet one of their criterias of getting a borderline all-star player. And they want, like, the number 4 pick back in return. Maybe the Pelicans don't want to go full young guys, right? Like, I think they're like, hey, Zion is a good enough rookie. We don't want to have Zion and number 4. We like Drew Holiday. We like a lot of our pieces, especially if you're giving us all these Lakers players. We're going to try to make the playoffs next year. Because, I mean, New Orleans isn't really in a position where they can go full-out tank rebuild. Their attendance is already bad enough, right? Like, their fan support isn't great. They're kind of like what I said about Memphis, where Memphis better be careful with this rebuild. They better hope they nail it if they're going to tank. Because when you're in that small market like that and your fan support is wavering a little bit, you got to be on your P's and Q's. I don't know if Zach LaVine, Nick Adams LaVine, right? Yeah. Lavin. I don't know if he's enough to move the needle, but you have teams now coming to try to help out the Lakers, which makes me think that this might get done pretty soon, because you actually have the Lakers being able to rally some allies to help them. Another report comes out saying that the, quote, all-star caliber player New Orleans is asking for, and the number four pick is what they want for it, is Bradley Beal. That's a pretty big step up from Zach LaVine.
How about this report right here?
That the Knicks want to pursue Kawhi?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is that news? Of course,
ESPN.
Of course the Knicks want Kawhi Leonard. Is that a big deal?
Well, they're planning to aggressively pursue him.
Yeah, cool.
According to ESPN 2.
You might as well throw on there the New York Knicks, as well as 29 other teams, really want Kawhi Leonard. Well, maybe 28. I don't think the Spurs can go crawling back to him. They kind of just have to let him go, right? Yeah. Although they should probably want him back.
Seems like that relationship has ended.
28 other teams desperately want Kawhi Leonard. That seems to check out. Bradley Beal. Man, if they could get Bradley Beal out of this, that'd be pretty good. Honestly, if I'm the Lakers, this might be a hot take, but if I'm the Lakers, I'd be like, hey, how about we just trade the number four pick for Bradley Beal and just add him to the team we had last year? Why don't we just do that? Like, I know Anthony Davis is better than Bradley Beal, but I think I would rather have Bradley Beal, Brandon Ingram, Lonzo Ball, and Kyle Kuzma than just having Anthony Davis.
Don't you need another star there, though?
Maybe. Maybe you give Brandon Ingram or Lonzo Ball a chance to become a star.
Do they have to give up all that for Anthony Davis?
Yeah, that's the thing. They're going to get gutted. All of it? Yeah.
I mean, aren't there probably plenty of fourth and fifth and sixth best players to go around?
You mean like the Lakers being able to go and sign someone else?
I mean, isn't it going to be easier to fill those shoes? Like, you go ahead and take Anthony Davis, don't you? And you say, okay, we got LeBron, we got Anthony Davis. And then you kind of worry about the rest. And you do what you got to do.
I don't know, man. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough to fill out that roster in year one. Although some people agree with you in thinking, hey, this is about 5 years down the road when Anthony Davis is turning, you know, 30 and still really, really good, and he's the face of the franchise.
Yeah. The people that want to see the Lakers succeed even after LeBron.
I think I would just rather have Bradley Beal than give up my whole team for Anthony Davis. But that's just me.
Keep the young pieces intact and continue to build with them. I just don't know. I don't know how quickly you can win. I mean, what does Bradley Beal change for you? I mean, does that suddenly
Bradley Beal is one of the 20 best players in the league, probably.
I mean, LeBron went there to win titles, though, right? I mean, does Bradley Beal make the difference for that? I mean, they didn't even make the playoffs.
No, they didn't. But, I mean, neither did the Pelicans. I mean, we can't judge Bradley Beal that way whenever Anthony Davis is in the same, you know, the same situation.
Yeah, but, I mean, Anthony Davis is, you know, Anthony Davis.
Well, I mean, I know, but neither one of them made the playoffs.
Bradley Beal. No, I'm saying the Lakers didn't make the playoffs.
Oh, okay, okay. I thought you meant the Wizards.
No. I'm saying the Lakers didn't even make the playoffs. Does Bradley Beal make
They would have made the playoffs had LeBron and Lonzo not gotten hurt, though. Like, injuries derailed them. They were the four seed. Like, they were good. They were going to be fine.
But does Bradley Beal make the difference to send them where they're trying to go?
I don't know.
Because they're trying to win a title. I mean, everybody's trying to win a title, right, but I mean, the Lakers, you know.
If it's actually about winning the title and not having a marketable superstar, I feel like having all these young pieces plus just Bradley Beal
puts you in a better situation sooner than
just Anthony Davis, LeBron James, and let's see if we can figure something else out.
But yeah,
just from straight just from the straight team perspective.
But getting Anthony Davis for all those years too, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, Bradley Beal is never going to be as good as Anthony Davis. You are correct about that.
Well, it's kind of a tough dilemma, I guess. Do you want to win now, or do you want to preserve the future?
I do like these reports coming out that teams are trying to help them, though. That makes me think that something's going to get done. All right, Ben Lee, hit me with the this or that topics. Cam, get your NASCAR minute ready. We'll squeeze that in right here before the break. Ben, give us the topics, please.
All right, rain jacket or umbrella?
Could have used both last night.
Lil Nas X or Mason Ramsey? Sight or hearing?
So we still don't have any sports ones? I mean, like...
Sight or hearing?
Like seeing the game or listening to the game?
Oh, well, however you want to take it.
That'll work. That makes it sports.
All right, fire up the NASCAR minute. Let's turn left. Turning left. I forgot the name of our own segment. Let's turn left with Cam Black.
All right. Well, we're still under a caution. I want you to go back out on that track and hit the pace car.
Hit the pace car?
Hit the pace car.
What for?
Because you hit every other damn thing out there. I want you to be perfect.
Even on Air Hart, you scared the competition. I'm just as poor and stupid as you. I'm going to drive, and I'm going to go fast, and I'm going to turn to the left again.
Can we just get back to the subject of racing, please?
Hell, bring it on, Danica.
Son of a bitch just slammed into me.
No, he didn't slam into you. He didn't bump you. He didn't nudge you. He rubbed you. And rubbing, son, is racing.
Dude, check it out, Kenny! My very own NASCAR! Aw, Cam! Huh, Kenny? Beep, beep!
There's only one good thing about coming to these races. The vibrations from the cars. Oh, I love this car! This car! Oh.
Vroom, 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 I love NASCAR.
All right, since it's a bye week this week before we had the Sonoma, in the next weekend, you know, Father's Day, they don't like racing on the holidays like this. We want you to spend time with your dad, you know, not huddled around the TV watching NASCAR like we all do on Sundays. But, so...
Oh, that might be what dad likes doing.
Well, he's got to wait it out now. Sorry. But, all right, so we're just going to kind of run through the standings real quick, you know, since we're deep into the season. Top 16 people make playoffs, so we'll start
top
there.
Top 16?
Yep, top 16.
How many drivers are there every week?
Like 30, 40.
40, okay. I was going to say, there used to be 42 back in my day, I feel like. 43.
Yeah, they dropped it to 40 now.
Lost some sponsors, couldn't afford it. So it's still at 40. That's higher than I would have guessed. Okay, so 40 racers.
Yep.
You're not giving me all 16.
Okay, I'll give you.
You're gonna give me the top five.
Top five, all
right. And then you're gonna give me the people right there on the cut between like 14 to 18, right?
Ooh, okay. Is that?
Then we're gonna miss like five through 12.
Those are all kind of interchangeable.
Top five. Number one's Logano right now.
Joey
after his big win last week. Kyle Busch is in second.
Okay, right there in striking distance.
Brad Keselowski's in third. Kevin Harvick in fourth.
Kevin Harvick's still doing it.
Cody's favorite driver, Chase Elliott, is in fifth.
Some heavy hitters up there in the top five.
My guy in the top five. I love it.
Some heavy hitters in the top five.
And hanging on at 16 is Jimmy Johnson.
Wow.
Take that long to go through six through.
Just run down all of them if you got them prepared.
Mark Truex, six. Denny Hamlin, seven. Kurt Busch, eight. Ryan Blaney, nine. Alex Bowman, 10. Eric Almirola, 11. Clint Bowyer, 12. Daniel Suarez, 13. William Byron, 14, and Kyle Larson's 15th.
Wow, there's about some young guys there.
There's about a 250-point gap between Logano in first and Jimmy Johnson in 16th. William Byron's interesting at 14 because he's the only person on this top 16 that doesn't have a win or a top five finish.
I never even heard of that guy.
Yeah.
How is he's young, right? He's like Kyle Larson. They're both relatively young.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
How's Jimmy Johnson only 16th?
I don't know. It's just how the points added up, man.
He's out of his prime, isn't he?
Yeah, he's not been winning state. He's not been finishing well.
Anymore? Like, what? Can you get out of your prime as a NASCAR driver? I feel like you could just age.
Well, he's him and Chad Knaus split up.
Like, my thing would be like, I mean, does he even run a full schedule? But I guess he does. Yeah, if he's all in 16.
I don't know. The guys, they win some championships, and then they just eventually there is a prime window for some reason in NASCAR. I know him and his longtime crew chief split up.
Could be part of it.
That's got something to do with it. That's wild, though. Seven-time champion.
Oh, yeah.
Won five in a row.
Doesn't have a win this season yet. He has one top five finish.
One for Jimmy Johnson. He used to win everything.
Yep, no more. His era is ending.
He's a legend of the game at this point.
Veteran.
Yeah.
He doesn't turn left as well anymore.
Apparently not. And that really is the key, you know, to NASCAR. So,
it's very important.
Yeah, you have to turn left.
All right, let's play This or That coming up next. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with that. This. That. This. That. This. That. This. That. This. 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 This.
All right, it's time for the best debate segment in Knoxville from 12 to 3. It's time to kick off This or That. First up, Lil Nas X or Mason Ramsey?
Thanks, Ben. I'm going to go with Lil Nas X. Mason Ramsey, hey, he's cool, whatever. He's doing his thing. But, you know, he got famous through Walmart. Walmart made him famous because he was imitating Hank Williams. Mason Ramsey, not original. He had to imitate. Lil Nas X, he's not imitating anything. He's an original creator. He's a songwriter, and he's got the biggest song in America. And again, I don't want to throw any shade at Mason Ramsey, but Lil Nas X, more original, and did I mention biggest song in America? Biggest song I can remember in when? I mean, has there been a song more viral, more impressive than Old Town Road? I mean, how do you hear Old Town Road and not just get down with it, you know? Maybe the best song ever written. And Mason Ramsey's just out here yodeling.
Well, I mean, he's more versatile than Lil Nas X. Like, so far we've seen him yodel.
Does it really take versatility to yodel?
I mean, can
you? It's kind of how it sounds.
Wrong. But we've also seen him have more than one song that people like. So far we've only seen that one song from Lil Nas X, right? Like, he's very close at the same time of boxing himself in. I see this in the very near future, the Lil Nas X Disney-fied version like they did with Lubego Mamba Number 5 back in the day. I remember that one very well, and then all of a sudden he became a kid singer and he was never able to respond. Lil Nas X is very close to, you know, getting stuck in that lane. You saw the video of him talking and singing with the kindergarten class, right?
Yeah. And
he's very close to becoming a kid performer if he's not careful here. Because he's going to take that easy money, and they're going to start putting him in movies, doing young kid soundtracks if he's not careful. And you know what? You know what he has to do to avoid that fate? It's come out with a hit and hit song number two. And you know what? Old Town Road's been out since December. All right? 6 months. 6 months Old Town Road's been out. We've yet to hear song number two. We've yet to hear song number two.
Mason Ramsey has not put out any songs that anyone cares about.
That's not even
5%. I'm not saying people don't care about it. I'm saying that they don't care about them 5% of what they care about Old Town Road. Mason Ramsey's best is not 5% as good as Old Town Road.
It doesn't matter. It's about longevity. He has a chance to build longevity.
Well, he's younger, one thing.
Ben Lee, you heard the little minute snippet. She Likes Me For My Twang is going to be a hit. Mark it down. Is it going to be Old Town Road? No. This isn't about Old Town Road versus Famous versus She Loves Me For My Twang. It's not about that.
Who's going to make more money?
Probably Mason Ramsey.
No. It's Ramsey's. Not. You know Mason how much money Lil Nas X is going to make off this, off Old Town Road? And why are we assuming he's not going to have another song?
He just,
you think Lil Nas X is just going to sit around and not make ever do another song?
I mean, it's been 6 months.
Okay, that's not that much time.
Can we drop the gif of Jennifer Love Hewitt spinning around in circles?
Hewitt.
And I know what you did last summer, just screaming, "What are you waiting for?" I ask you this, Lil Nas X, what are you waiting for?
He might be working on some
drop
stuff.
Drop the heat, bro.
How is 6 months a lot of time?
That's a lot of time.
A lot of times bands don't release albums for 2 to 3 years.
Mason Ramsey got famous, and then Famous came out like a month and a half later. He didn't wait.
Well, just because he didn't. He's not writing intricate, great music like Old Town Road. He's just writing some basic country songs. They're three chords. They're not hard to write. And they're basic, too. They're basic songs.
Yeah, Old Town
Road. Old Town
Road
has a lot of depth.
It's very complex.
It has a lot of depth to it.
Look, I don't want to be that guy, but I mean, is Lil Nas X going to be able to call on Billy Ray Cyrus every time?
He didn't need Billy Ray Cyrus.
It didn't take it to another level. Are we actually gonna act like he didn't need Billy Ray Cyrus?
No, he didn't.
That Billy Ray Cyrus hopping on the remix did not make it a global phenomenon.
Old Town Road
was out for 4 months and no one really cared.
Well, because it took people time to figure out what it was. Mason Ramsey was probably yodeling in the Walmart for quite some time before anybody noticed him.
It took Billboard Music saying it's not a country song for people to care, and then he got Billy Ray Cyrus on it, and then people cared. Old Town Road was out from December to April, and it was cool, but it wasn't.
Mason Ramsey needed somebody to post a video of him yodeling in a Walmart.
That's fun.
Who cares how they got where they got?
You were wanting to go wait at Walmart to just catch a glimpse of Mason Ramsey.
You trashed Mason Ramsey when I told you he was going to be at the campus Walmart.
I did not trash Mason Ramsey.
You sure did.
I trashed weirdos that went to go look at him. That's what I trashed.
They wanted to go see him sing. And you said, why would you go? You're going to go to the campus Walmart just to see this kid yodel? That's preposterous.
I'm not acting as if I said anything
else. Well, you're really defending him hard now, aren't you?
I'm defending his career. I wouldn't go see any musician, or very few. I'd go see like Kanye West or Garth Brooks if they came to the
and
campus
don't
Walmart.
Tell me,
I'm not going to see
that you
almost
did not
anybody.
Trash Mason Ramsey. You're the one. We've got a rejoin that proves you did.
No, I said all I said was he needs to stay to his roots. That's all I said. I said,
and then you got angry about it.
I said he needs to make sure he stays with what got him famous, and he did. You've heard the song.
No, I said he needs to branch out. You just said last night he's branching out, too.
He's branching out while sticking to his roots because the chorus is him hitting his twang.
That's just an annoying sound.
That's not.
Why do we not think that Lil Nas X can branch out?
We haven't seen
what
it
What makes
yet.
You think he can't branch out?
Why are you confident he can? Because we haven't seen
because
it yet.
Because he's one for one, and he's put out the best song in America. So your first song you ever put out, you're telling me it's the biggest hit in America, and you have no confidence he can put out more good songs?
I mean,
I think that's preposterous.
I mean, he's been working on music for a long time.
That's preposterous.
He didn't have anything else in the chamber.
Also, he does have more than one song.
No, I'm saying he doesn't have anything in the chamber he wants to put out there.
He might.
He doesn't. We haven't seen
it. We don't know that.
So why are you arguing that he does?
He could be working on it.
I'm arguing the same
you're arguing that he doesn't.
You're arguing that Old Town Road is good, and I agree, Old Town Road is good. I've seen Mason Ramsey be a little bit more versatile already.
Who would win in a fist fight? Lil Nas X would win a fist fight.
It's not about violence, though.
Who's going to make more money? Lil Nas X is going to make more money.
We'll see.
He'll be more successful.
We'll see.
Though I am a huge fan of Young King Mason Ramsey, I think right now Lil Nas X's star is shining a little bit brighter. Got to go Lil Nas X.
It's not about right now. It's about longevity, but whatever.
Next up, rain jacket or umbrella?
I'll go with the rain jacket. I've always been a big fan of the rain jacket. You guys see me walking in all the time wearing a big yellow rain jacket. The thing about the rain jacket, here's the problem with the umbrella. It's inconvenient. Because where do you keep your umbrella? If there's a heavy rainstorm in your car, where are you keeping the umbrella? You keep it down below your seat, something like that. And then you're trying not to get wet. So you got to open that door. You got to try to push that thing out. And you got to, is it going to spread this way? Or is it going to go up, go down? You got to get that thing open. And you're still getting a little bit wet as you try to get it up. And then finally, you get it up and you've only got one hand available. If you wear a rain jacket, all you got to do is put the hood over your head. And you walk out into the rain, and you're fine. And then you take the rain jacket off, you hang it up, let it dry out, and you're fine.
I simply ask you, what happens if it's hot outside?
I simply ask you
what you do when it's hot outside. You put this big ass, you put this hot jacket on and put your hood up in the heat. It's already like 80, 85, 90 degrees. Rain? I don't know. People have to be outside.
When have you
sometimes?
Ever been hot in the rain?
When the water hits your skin,
it's cool.
It's almost the most humid. It's very humid.
It's very humid
when it rains in the summer.
Even when it's hot, when the water hits you, it's cold.
But it's still humid, and you're still hot. And the last thing I want to do is put on more clothes when it's humid and hot. The umbrella is easy. You can wear whatever you want. Pop out your umbrella. Carry it like a human being with one hand. Actually, carrying an umbrella makes me feel really cool, actually. It doesn't take two hands to carry an umbrella. And just riddle me this.
What if you only got one hand?
Riddle me this. Have you ever seen anyone use a rain jacket to fly?
Have you ever seen anyone use an umbrella to fly?
Mary Poppins has.
She's a fictitious character.
Have you ever seen anyone use an umbrella to have a machine gun in it and shoot people?
Again, that's not reality.
The Penguin did it. I rest my case.
He's not dealing in reality.
I'm trying to talk about reality
and keeping the rain off of you.
The umbrella seems much more functional in this situation. Got to go with umbrella here.
It's bad luck.
Last one. We got to go with sight or hearing. Princess the game.
Give me hearing. We're in radio, right? I mean, we want to talk to people. The video is cool, but I mean, we make our bread and butter in hearing and speaking. And hearing paints the best picture.
As opposed to the picture you can look at, huh?
Yeah, I mean,
Let's just imagine what's happening.
If you just want to keep it just right here, something the audience can consider. Would you rather watch Tennessee play football or listen to John Ward? I know a lot of people who are like, you know what? I'm going to turn the TV off. I'm going to let a legend like John Ward just paint the picture
for me.
Okay,
so now we're dealing in nostalgia? Would you rather watch Tennessee football or listen to Bob Kessling? Because he's the current play-by-play man.
I think a good play-by-play man, a legend such as John Ward, is better than seeing.
That's like saying you would rather watch the team from the 90s play than the team now play. Of course you would. You can't deal in nostalgia.
I think you are someone who loves music. I think you've made that clear.
I also like seeing.
Right, but you like hearing more than watching movies. Wasn't that the argument a couple of weeks ago? How much more you liked hearing things
than
watching
movies?
Neither does this. It's just, what do you like? What's better? You're not blind if you lose the other. It's just, which is better, hearing or seeing?
You're not seeing the game, which means you're blind to the game.
I would rather hear the game, not see it, than not see it.
That's ridiculous.
I would rather hear the game and not see it rather than see it and not be able to hear it.
That's ridiculous. You have people gathering in bars all the time to watch the game. People gather in bars as a group.
They don't do that.
Part of it is they don't do that without alcohol.
Well,
a lot of times they don't have the sound on. A lot of times they don't have the sound on because you don't need the damn sound.
That's a straw, man. That's about drinking. That's not about getting.
No, it's not. It's about getting with your buddies and watching the game, and you don't have to hear it because you don't care about the sound.
That's about getting with your buddies and getting drunk is what that's about.
Yeah,
that's
I really want to hear it.
When you're with your boys at the house, you watch and listen to the game.
Gary Danielson, that's really how I want to spend my Saturday afternoon listening to Gary Danielson.
You are someone who's been on record many times loving Gary and Vern, so I don't know what you're trying to do here.
I did never say I love Gary.
You like them together.
I never said I like Gary.
You said you loved them together.
Like that. Don't point at me.
You said you loved them together.
Stop pointing that finger at me.
You loved them together.
Ben, close your eyes and tell me what happens in the game. You have to imagine the whole thing. If all you can do is hear it, you have to imagine what's happening. Just imagine that. You're in Neyland Stadium. Let's say you're in Neyland Stadium. You get the in-game experience, all right? All right, eyes closed. Here I am. The game's going on. Oh, what's it? Jeff Jarnigan says it's a first down. Oh, now I guess it's second and three. Our quarterback, Jarrett Garantano, just threw a pass, but I don't know what he looks like. I could feel your presence, and that you tried to interfere with my point I was making. That should be gerrymandering.
You couldn't see. You didn't see the attack coming.
Well, that's another thing.
You have to get your senses higher. That's the point.
What if there's a bombing at the stadium?
Exactly. You said you sensed me there. Your senses got much stronger.
I mean, imagine if you're trying to walk down the aisle to get to the concession stand. You can hear all the people around you, but you can't see those steps. Is the hot dog stand anywhere near?
That's great. Actually, you get somebody.
Can someone tell me? I can only hear.
You can get somebody to go do it for you.
I can only hear.
Perfect.
Not being able to watch the game. I mean, that's ridiculous.
that anyone would choose hearing the game. Of course you choose John Ward, but here's the thing about your John Ward point. People didn't turn the TV off and turn the radio on. They kept the TV on. They lowered the volume and turned the radio on. They still watched the
game.
Some
people did that. I know many people who just listened to the game. Yeah,
people that were driving.
People at home.
People that were driving.
People at home did that too.
No, they did. You know what they did. They turned the TV volume down back in the day. Well, now that's an exception to the rule.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's an exception to the rule just because it's not broadcast.
People had grown used just to hearing him, and they liked just hearing
him. Well, guess what? When it came on the TV, they were still watching it on the TV. Sure, they loved hearing him.
Seeing is better.
I have to agree. I think that's a good ruling, Ben.
Fair enough. Last call. Last call on the program is brought to you by our friends at Volunteer Vodka, award-winning vodka distilled in the hills of Tennessee, Bristol, Tennessee. Still looking forward to the Bristol race. Get Cam up there, get him around all his NASCAR brothers. He can't wait. He's never felt like he's belonged anywhere. He thought he felt at home in the Marvel movies, watching Endgame. He's yet to see what it's like to be around all of his NASCAR brothers. We'll make that happen thanks to our friends at Volunteer Vodka. Stop by and pick you up a bottle. It's smooth. It's only $20, and it's the third best vodka in the entire world, according to the Berlin Spirits Competition. Pump the brakes and keep rolling. Cody Mack, first or second?
Second.
This country singer is making her fans mad.
Pump your brakes, kid.
By reportedly posing nude in Playboy in an upcoming edition.
Oh, God, it's not Loretta Lynn, is it?
It is not Loretta Lynn. Although,
just to see,
you know,
I mean, maybe back in the day.
No, this is Maren Morris.
Maren Morris.
Maren Morris. I've heard of her. I don't know anything she sings, though.
I have no idea who that is.
I've heard of her. Like I said, don't know what she sings.
Well, let me Google her, and I'll tell you if I'd like to see her nude.
I'm going to guess you're going to say yes, I don't think there's many people you would say no to.
Absolutely. I would be fine with seeing her nude.
She posted topless while seated in a chair wearing a cowboy hat, boots, and red pants, and all smiles with the caption of "Strip it down, something with Playboy is coming next week." She put that on her Instagram. She got a lot of praise from fellow country singers. But then a fan responded and said, "No longer a fan."
Why?
I guess it sends a bad message to the kids.
What a loser!
Yeah, I mean, really,
not a fan.
That's an easy way. That's an easy way to sum it up.
Not a fan at all. Now you showed your breasts. I mean, it's 2019. Women are free.
I'm with you on this one.
Yeah, women are free to express themselves. Any woman can show her boobs at any time she wants, and nobody can say anything bad about it. I believe all women should flash their boobs whenever they want to. It's 2019.
It is 2019.
And it was tasteful, right? It's Playboy. It's not like she's on Pornhub, you know?
Sure.
There's a big difference in that. Playboy's very tasteful. They have great articles, or they used to. I don't know what they're doing now. I didn't actually know they were still in business.
It seems a lot tougher, right?
Is Hugh Hefner?
No, he's dead. He kicked the bucket.
Did he die like last year?
I feel like he finally died. I feel like it was like 2 or 3 years ago, but yeah, he's no longer with us.
Yeah, he died September 2017.
Yeah, 2 years ago.
I couldn't remember if he was still alive or not.
You got any stories?
Well, Hef lived a life, didn't he? A Malaysian singer story.
Delete!
Okay. A 4-year-old steals car.
Yep.
To go get some candy.
Relatable.
Yeah, the mixture of peanut butter and chocolate is an unrelenting mistress.
It's true.
A 4-year-old Minnesota boy wanted some Reese's on Tuesday. Apparently, he could not wait on his slow grandfather to get in the car, so he just took off himself, said he'll take matters into his own hands. He took his great-grandfather's vehicle for a ride to satisfy the yearning. The police department said the incident happened around 8:30 a.m. when the boy named Sebastian, that's a cool name, got behind the wheel of his grandfather's Hyundai Santa Fe and took off. He could barely see above the steering wheel. The police captain, Mark Borboom, said, "I've never seen a driver this young before operating a vehicle." Sebastian drove through some neighborhood streets before turning onto the busy University Avenue during the morning rush hour. And when asked about it, he replied to Fox 9, "I was going to the gas station because I wanted to have Reese's Cups."
I've been there, bro.
He was okay.
I had a real I used to love Reese's when I was a kid. I still love Reese's. Every time I get a real hankering for one.
He was, the SUV was driving erratically at speeds of 10 to 15 miles per hour before he pulled into the gas station.
Did he have money to buy it, or was he going to just rob them and carry the Reese's out by himself?
No, he got the money and the keys from his grandpa's
hook. I'm going to guess grandpa's not going to be allowed to babysit anymore.
Maybe not.
I'm going to imagine that's it for grandpa babysitting little Josh.
Oh, he did hit something.
What'd he hit?
There is minor damage to he broke off a piece of the bumper on the neighbor's lawn. Oh, well, along the way, several mailboxes were destroyed. And he clipped a tree? This story took a turn.
Too many turns, apparently.
I guess he's okay, though.
Couldn't keep it straight in the road. When asked what he was doing, he said, I just wanted to do hood rat things with my friends. And get some Reese's. All right, good job, boss. Ben, you're a little bit better. Still got to improve. Founded in